Good afternoon. This is Dr. Mark Dickey from California State University Fullerton School of Music, and they actually had somebody else's bio here earlier, so I just wrote that out quickly, but if you need to check me out at all, just go to music.fullerton.edu and you'll find me right there. I've heard your school in the past, and it's always a good time and a lot of fun, so I look forward to this performance by your jazz ensemble, and looks like we're just about ready to go here. Best wishes for your performance. And here we go with Fancy Pants. Nice job. Overall, a really nice sense of style. Good job with time and pulse. I'm hearing some intonation issues right out of that gate, that first G in the trombones. You want to make sure you know right where that position is, get in tune. You're hearing G's right from bar one in the rhythm section, in the piano, and in the bass. So get that G going in your head so you're all in tune. Barry sax is a little overly prominent on the long notes. Don't overdo. Make sure you blend dynamics with everybody else. Nice job with style. Nice job. Make sure the long notes are long and the short notes are short. A little more there in measure 32. A little more distinct. Nice job in the trap set. Nice job in the vibes. Use that suspension pedal very, very sparingly in the piano so you don't interfere with the vibes and the rest of the rhythm section. So fairly complex, pretty complex set of changes here. Doing a nice job with the solo. Make sure you feel that pulse while you're playing the improvisation here. Nice. So try and lay your solo right over the... rhythmically. In terms of phrases. Nice blend and balance within and between sections. You know, once you got settled in, I talked about a couple intonation problems right at the front. End of the tune, but ever since then, it's really pretty well in tune. Nice. All right. What is that note in piano? That sounded fantastic. Oh, that's a real high G. That had a nice ping to it back there. Good. Yeah, nice rhythm section, nice sense of just kind of a nice medium swing there. Good for you. A little Gordon Goodwin here, huh? Yeah, once you settle down, style's right there. Really good balance between groups. I think you just had to get a feel for things a little bit. I feel like there's some good listening going between the rhythm section and the winds and vice versa too, which is very nice. Okay, here we go. Hit the bricks. Shut the door. Oh my goodness, they keep on coming. All right, everybody's been seated and we're set to go here. So, funky quarter note at equals 150. Yeah. So you got to hit that groove right away in the bass. And then in the Barry sax, again, it's just mezzo forte. I think you're kind of overdoing it. And we want to blend a little bit with the bass. You've been listening to too much Motown, maybe. Nice. Yeah, good job. You're not sitting on those whole notes, even though... All right, yeah, real long. Dee-doo-da. Make them as long as you can, trombones. Move the slide quickly between notes. Yeah, and again, careful on the Barry sax. I might be able to forgive you when it's kind of soloistic, but when it's the whole section and you've got the same thing as the rest of the saxes, make sure you're blending in. I like this approach to soloing, especially because you're not trying to play a whole lot of notes. You're kind of taking a motive and working it. Some variation, repetition. You know, you're not all over the place. You're sticking to an idea and looking at it from a lot of different angles. That makes an interesting solo. Good job. Yeah, you can lay into certain notes to sort of make the rhythmic feel. Not all notes have the same weight. Can give some notes a little heavier W-E-I-G-H-T than others. D the electric bass throughout is, you're doing a good, competent job. You feel a little horizontal to me, like it's almost rushed all the time. It's even though it's a fast tempo, you still got to lie down these beats. Doom doom da doom doom da. And this tune's a whole lot easier to improvise on because the harmonic structure is much simpler. So, really good one. I hope this is one when you go home, if you haven't already. I'll bet you have already. But this is one where, just teach you a little bit of work on a scale and then talk about emotive and sequences and variation and repetition. And you can all be doing a solo in here. So that everybody's participating in the improvisation aspects of playing in the jazz band. Yeah, but there's a crescendo there, so start softer. I'm sorry, but even though it says forte, and then lay into it a little bit. Get a little dirty with that. Do the crescendo. Yep, the notes that are not marked are long, right? Da 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 da. You could be a little bit longer in the eighth notes that are that don't have dashes on them. There's implied dashes. Gordon Goodwin implied dashes. Okay. And in the two measures where it's really a drum solo, at a 121 and a 126, you can let it hang out a little bit more. You can go after it, play out a little bit more, and then rein it back in. Make something happen. Make it your own. Just play out a little bit. Nice job. This is a really, really nice band. I nitpicked you to death. I talked about a lot of little things that can make this performance a little better and a little tighter. But overall, you're doing all the right things. Your teacher's doing a really good job with you. And it was really a very, very solid, good performance. I really enjoyed hearing you. So, keep up the good work. Keep listening. Keep working on stuff. Do a lot of listening. Let's get everybody improvising on that second tune and other tunes that are friendly for everybody to improvise with harmonically, and keep listening to each other within sections and listening to each other across the band. Rhythm section, this last one, it was okay, but I feel like it's even though the tempo is fast, you still got to have that precision and that it's marked funk at the beginning, and it was a little undefined, I'm going to say almost boring, a little dry. So I want you to, go after that style a little bit more. And maybe it would help to take the rhythm section and just work on that stuff, if you're going to play this tune anymore, a little bit more slowly and let it all, really get into a groove about 120, 132 along there, see how that goes. And then once you see how that goes, then take it back up and make sure you're really grooving with the good funk at that tempo. Okay? Great job today. Keep up the good work. Hope you had a wonderful time at Disneyland, and I hope I get to hear you again next year, because you have a wonderful program. Keep playing music. Music's something you can enjoy the rest of your life, and the more you put into it now, the more you can put into it later on. So keep up the great work. Thanks for playing for me today.